Following the weekend violence in the city of Lynn, the Lynn City Council held a special meeting last night, Tuesday night, in the chambers. Here to tell us about it is City Councilor-at-Large Brian LaPierre.
Yes, Bill. You know, in light of the recent violent episodes around Lynn over the past Martin Luther King weekend, through citizen input and people reaching out to me, we felt as a council we needed to respond very quickly, and not really respond, but really do more listening to our community and try and heal after this weekend of events. So what happened was we had convened in the city council chamber last night, Tuesday night, on an off-council meeting week, and just gathered with Lynn citizens, different coalition partners, different voices in the chamber. We had about approximately 40 residents come out on very short notice on a Tuesday evening after a long weekend and just listen, discuss, talk a little bit about sort of where we're at as a city, where we need to be. We had Acting Chief Lenny Dismaris as well at the meeting, who was able to field some questions around prevention, around, you know, what we need to do and where we head as a city is going to be critical. This is the start, I think, of a dialogue between city government and our communities. We're already doing some great work around the city. I will say there were members from the Stop the Violence Lynn Coalition there last night. There were members from One Community, One Voice. LISOA was there, the Street Outreach Advocacy Program led by Antonio Gutierrez. There was a tremendous amount of energy and support around different things that we can do, including, you know, re-engaging with the community by way of beginning crime watches again, having folks be more alert in their neighborhoods, and some folks brought up the fact of the community liaison team coming back. As you may remember, that is a program that the police are actually in our communities and responding to neighborhoods. The problem is a lot of it is grant driven, so, you know, funding cannot be an excuse, but it certainly is an issue that we look at from a council perspective. But we need to do more. We heard that loud and clear. Our schools have to be the hub of this education piece, because we have school resource officers in our middle schools and high schools, and they're doing the interaction with the kids. We believe these are targeted instances over the weekend. There's certainly, they didn't go as far as to say gang-related, but it doesn't seem, they're sporadic and did not seem to be more isolated than a whole barrage of crime throughout the city. So that's an active and police investigation, so we didn't interfere with the police work so much. But citizens got to have a good say last night. The meeting lasted well over an hour. As I said, it's the beginning of something that the council wants to put forward. What we're going to do is take recommendations and run it through our public safety subcommittee. Councilor Barton is the chair of that committee, and we're going to take up these recommendations and put forth a nice plan over the winter and spring and make sure these things are in place so a weekend like this does not happen again in the fine city of Lynn.
Yeah, you know, Brian, it should be the blip in the radar, not the norm, and it hasn't been. And I'm glad you pointed out there's been a lot of great work done in the city on the gang issue, if in fact this was gang related. But let's say some of it might have been, but there's already been a lot of work. But it doesn't mean that you can't stop, look around, listen, and try to come up with a plan, you know, another plan, you know what I'm saying, or additional plan. So is there anything specific, Brian, that you're thinking of or that you heard last night that might work? And again, everything's money-driven too, I would imagine.
It is, and we do have a lot of preventive mechanisms in place, like when you mentioned the gang unit. We have an active gang unit in the city of Lynn. The chief spoke about that last night. They have their hands full. There is a gang issue still in Lynn. I harken back to the 90s when I was growing up in the city. You know, crime was a real issue, and gang-related crime. And this is sort of an extension of that to some extent, you know. Without getting too much into the details, because I'm not on the Lynn Police Force, but in speaking with Chief Dismaris, they are working tirelessly. Remember, they're working with state police now because of the sheer amount of shootings and what it entails. But each investigation takes hours upon hours, if not days and weeks, and they have to conclude you know, the manpower and this six shootings that happened and developed, and a lot of them are unrelated to each other, but they still have to have that full investigation. So I think their hands and are so focused on the work that they're doing, the police work that they're doing. One of the other things he mentioned, the chief mentioned, which I thought was a good opportunity for our youth, is the teen drop-in center at Lynn Tech. Over the course of the winter and during the school months, from September to May, before the weather gets warm, it shifts to Thurgood Marshall during the warm summer months because it's air-conditioned in the new building. But they actually have a teen drop-in center at the Lynn Tech on Neptune Boulevard in the evening on Saturday nights, and I believe it runs from 6 to 10 p.m., and police are on site. So it's getting to know the local beat officer. They play basketball with the kids. They have food. They have drink. They have dance. They have a lot of activities for the kids that don't have a place to go. It's a place other than spending time, you know, in a gang or causing trouble on the streets of Lynn. You have a safe drop-in center that's welcoming all. And I think those are the things that must be promoted internally that don't cost a lot of money. It's already up and running program. And these are the things we must advertise and sort of unite around, because if we have people working together, there's so much talent in the city. With those 40 residents, that's going to speak to hundreds of residents going down the line that, you know, Lynn cares about its community. We are doing the best we can. We have to improve communication and our effectiveness to respond to these things. But the work is being done. We're hoping, as you said, it's a blip on the radar and not something that's, you know, a violent city that's going to sustain any long-term effects. But we're going to get back up on our horse and saddle. We are a resilient city. We are united like we never have been before. And my job as an elected official is to sort of be the conduit to bring people together in times of need. This all came about, as you may have read, in the local daily. A woman had a bullet gone right through her side pass or her side driver's side window and went through the leather chair, the seat of the car, her driver's side, and she had glass damage, and she thought she was grazed by a bullet. And that had quite an impact while running an errand for her mother while visiting from the state of Georgia, I believe. And when that happened, so her sister was the one that reached out to me and said, we want to do something as a family, as a community. I'm sorry we haven't been as active as we should be. And now we want to start to see that this can impact us, even the most innocent of victims on the streets of Lynn, and we want to do something about it. So we'll be putting together, through the work of Stop the Violence Lynn Coalition, you know, peace walks, rallies, heightening awareness throughout the city, and things like that that don't necessarily cost a lot, but we can have a great impact in our community by doing so.
All right, Brian, hang on the line just for a moment. That's Brian LaPierre, Councilor-at-Large from the City of Lynn here on MSO News Sports.